mailing. I read the side note from Mr. King. It stated that this was his greatest marketing tool. The instructions were to attach it to the top of your head and go to the roof, preferably during a lightning storm. Wait, during a lightning storm? I read on. The letter stated that lightning wouldn't be a threat and that the device was designed to feed off the energy of the lightning. Supposedly, by attaching the device to my head, I would be able to send subconscious messages about Mind Bomb to the entire country. Sure enough, the weatherman predicted thunderstorms that night. I attached the mental mass mailing device to my head and made my way to the roof. Within a few hours, the lightning struck all around me, forcing me to jump and dance to avoid being hit. The lightning had so much force that I hoped the subconscious messages would reach Canada and Mexico. Next thing I knew, I sat in a hospital bed with dozens of tubes protruding from my body. Where am I?
You're in the hospital,
a red-haired nurse wearing blue scrubs explained. She sat next to me and placed her palm on my right arm.
How long?
3 weeks.
Why?
I sat up, needing an answer right away.
You were struck by lightning.
But... I was about to explain, but she wouldn't believe me. She'd probably transfer me to the psychiatric ward.
Oh, before I forget, she said with a smile, someone came by and left you a note.
Who?
He said his name was Stephen. Anyway, here it is.
I took the note and began reading. It started out talking about what types of sharks are in the Sea of Cortez, why Medusa had snakes in her hair, and the importance of being able to make any topic interesting.
Hmm,
I said aloud, recognizing his talent to do such a thing. What I read next disturbed me a great deal. He stated that the novel loops, the character trier, the spaginator, and the mental mass mailing device were nothing more than a manipulated cereal box, a hairdryer, a toothbrush, and an antenna from an early 80s television he kept in his garage. He went on to explain that he read my stories and that he had no interest in new competition. He admitted that this was the reason he sent me to the roof during a lightning storm with an antenna on my head. I might have underestimated his manipulative imagination, but I had a plan.
Excuse me, nurse.
Yes?
This is kind of embarrassing, but do you have anything for constipation?
Of course. Would you like something?
Yes. I think I'm going to need more than a little, if you know what I mean.
That shouldn't be a problem. I'll bring the bottle in.
I reached over to a notepad resting on the small table to my right. I wrote a letter to Mr. King, explaining that this special drink, Twist Juice, would allow him to come up with the most amazing twists ever known to man. To ensure he'd drink it, I signed it Dean Koontz. Unreal. My dad sat across from me at the kitchen table, ready to begin the interrogation. I'm going to ask you this one time, and I want you to give me an honest answer. His dark brown eyes peered in at me as if they were unpeeling layers of my skin. Did you take the car out last night? Stop for a second. You're 18 years old, and your parents go away. There's a girl that wants to hang out with you across town, and the keys to your dad's Corvette are sitting on the kitchen shelf. The answer is logical. The problem is that I had to lie about it. Trust me, I didn't want to lie. Okay, that sounded weird, but you know what I mean. If I told the truth, I'd be grounded for a month. That meant no sports, no television, and no girls. If I lied, I would have a chance of getting away with it. He wouldn't have any proof, unless he recorded the miles, and that was highly doubtful. If I somehow got caught in a lie, the punishment would be twofold. No, I said, shaking my head slower than a snail on its way to a parade. I soon after realized this might have been a tell. He might have known what to look for when I was lying, and if he did, he would never tell me, because then I would know never to repeat the action. Are you sure? He asked. This time I nodded, forcefully moving my head a little faster.